So here we are at Piazza della Signoria, which is the biggest square actually in Florence. And David is in front of the city hall that we call Palazzo Vecchio. So just around the corner we have the Uffizi Gallery, which David that kills the giant Goliath always represents actually the little city of Florence, which is a republic that is trying to fight the tyrants, fight the enemies, being very small and being the enemies much bigger. That could be, you know, the popes or the other cities or the king of another city, of another state. When you are just, you know, a young girl and you go to school, there's always this icon of David being the symbol of Florence, being the guard that is protecting actually the entrance of the city hall. And it has been there for centuries, always really protecting and defending the city. So that's why it's such a big part of our collective culture. Sometimes you go to the stadium to see the Fiorentina playing and you have the soccer fans actually creating like billboards or beautiful choreographies showing the statue of David or the profile of David. And I have to say that that makes you feel very proud of being from here. For sure, David is even nowadays considered an emblem of beauty, of classic beauty. And he's a very handsome man. So aesthetically perfect, anatomically perfect. And so it's the very first completely naked statue of a colossal dimension since the antiquity times. So it's really unique. As you can find in every market, aprons with the body of David, or underwear with you know, the genitals of David, or souvenirs of a pink David or a green David. And so his image has been very much used and commercialized. And so I sometimes feel that we are losing the beauty of the artwork in favor of the total commercialization of the statue, which is sometimes sad, I think. What I try to say my clients all the time is that Florence is more than a statue. So it's not just a statue of David. We have much more to see, actually. But one thing that I always see is that every single person that comes from all around the world always want to see the statue of David. That's a must. I mean, there's no other thing that they want to see. Sometimes I try to propose them, like, why don't we go see like a hidden place or a secret gem and so on. But they always end up saying, no, we want to see David. And so let's go to see David one more time. Sometimes joking and having fun with my colleagues, we say, oh, they would have to do like a museum just for David in the very outskirts, you know, just to send all the people actually out of town and to allow the city to breathe a little bit more, because over tourism, it's a fact. Even with cruise ships, for example, we have thousands of people coming to the city on certain days, and all the visitors want to see the statue of David. So probably in the future, we will need more space for the museum, or we would need to control more, actually, the numbers of visitors.